Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Malcolm's Monday Meditation, and it's called Building in Singapore. This week's Monday Meditation will be stretched over the rest of the week. I'm in Singapore for a few days for the International Leadership Conference, the ILC. The title of the conference is Build, with an exclamation mark. The church here in Singapore are hosting people from all over the world, and I'm looking forward to catching up with old friends from far-flung places. I'm also significantly jet-lagged, and I therefore plead for grace if what I say lacks its usual clarity. The theme, build, it's interesting. Singapore itself has seen an extraordinary explosion of construction since its independence in 1965, and it went from a country with significant poverty to, well, a first world country in just one generation. And this building has gone on all those years, and it still goes on today, as evidenced by a quick look out of my window of the hotel I'm staying in, where cranes and half-finished buildings are all around. The Bible sees a lot of building going on, doesn't it? First came the ark in Genesis 6. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Then it was the Tower of Babel, Genesis 11. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves." Gradually, God built a nation from Abraham. Then Solomon built a temple. And of course, many people built altars to false gods too. Finally, along comes Jesus. He wants to build something, but not with physical stones. Ephesians 2, verse 22, "And in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." He wants to build a spiritual family that will share the likeness of God's Son, transformed by the Spirit of Christ. And that's why we're all here in Singapore. We're here to learn from God's word. We're here to learn from the lessons he has taught us, to share those with each other, and to learn better how to build something to the glory of God. Please pray that I and all of us here hear the Spirit's voice and learn to build better and better. More updates will follow as the week progresses. Until the next time, though, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.